Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. Today's episode, we have another Shudder original called Host. Now, this one is original in a couple of different ways. First off, it only has a runtime of about 57, 56 minutes, something like that. And second, this whole thing apparently takes place online during a Zoom call. Now, while we've seen movies like that before, like Unfriended and Searching, where they use apps and you see the whole movie through, you know, the apps themselves. And both of those are pretty good, by the way. Searching was really good. If you haven't seen that one, check that one out. So this is another movie where they're using technology, you know, as the vehicle for, you know, as, you know, one of the characters in the horror movie, basically. So is this a gimmick or is it used effectively? First, let's get into what this one's about. And I'm going to make this one real quick so I can talk about it. It's during, you know, it takes place during like current times. So the pandemic times, these six friends, they get together and do this weekly Zoom call, right? So they all take turns in organizing a fun activity to do, you know, while they're on together on this call. This week, one of the girls decides to get a medium and conduct a seance. And they said, you know, there's no reason why you can't do it through the technology. So anyway, fast forward some stuff. Once they get on, they've been warned not to disrespect the spirits, right? So, spoiler free, I'm not going to say how it happens, but of course, one of the girls does just that and does something disrespectful. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to get into what she does or how she does it. Now, shortly after she does that, strange things start occurring in their separate locations. And that's where I'll stop. Well, I mean, we basically see the whole thing, all the events play out during this Zoom call. Now, what did the pros think? With 65 scores, I mean 65, they came in at an incredible 100%. That is crazy. 65 scores. And the audience came in at a very respectable, very solid 75%. Now, what did I think? Well, let me get to these positives first. Now, I've seen movies with short run times before, and they still take forever to get going. That is not the case here. They set this up in about 10 minutes, and then they start cranking it up right away. The last 15 minutes or so is really intense. They're on 10 the last 15 minutes or so, and you're like really watching, trying to see what's going to happen. Now, I'm going to reference several movies in breaking this one down, because it reminded me of, you know, some of these other genre movies. The acting, for example, reminded me of Blair Witch Project. Not as raw, just way more polished than that. The effects were very minimal, again, like the Blair Witch, and also more to the point, Paranormal Activity. They're very minimal like that, and very effective like they did in Paranormal Activity as well. Now, the multiple screen setup thing reminded me a lot of Unfriended, like, you know, I just mentioned before I started this review. They were similarly online and doing a bunch of stuff with a bunch of apps, except with all the apps going on there and Unfriended, it got a little bit busy on the screen, and sometimes it was a little bit hard to follow to see where your eyes should look at any one time. So this one was real clean. Once you get on the video call, there's not a whole bunch of other stuff going on. You're on the call, you're in, boom, you get to see everything, and your eyes can kind of go where they need to go. You find yourself looking in the backgrounds at each one of the locations, you know, straining, trying to see, is anything going on back there? What's, you know, trying to see if something's going to happen. So when something does happen, it kind of intensifies that scare, and it's even more effective because you're already really focused on the screen and staring at it. Now there's absolutely no fluff in this one at all. They could have easily added more banter or conversations or something to flesh this out to a more traditional 80, 85 minute runtime for, you know, a horror movie, which would be more traditional. They made the right decision to just tell the story they had and just leave it where it was. Again, unlike Paranormal Activity, that whole series, except for the first one, I like, you know, because the first one is original, you don't know what to expect, but then they beat you over the head with that same formula where you sit there, you wait, you watch a bunch of stuff happen, and it takes forever for anything to happen. So you're sitting there for an hour, and you're like, okay, we know where this is going. It's going to get scary the last 30 minutes, and then, you know, here we are. They basically gave you a condensed version of that formula here in this movie, and it's perfect. More movies need to take this approach. Just tell the story that you got. If it's an hour long, then it's an hour long. That's it. You don't need to artificially inflate the time and make the movie weaker by making it just to make it longer. If you can't organically increase the length, then just leave it alone. If you got an hour, then just show us the hour. Show us that really strong hour that you got. And, for the most part, they do subvert expectations as far as where the scares are coming from. And they did have a couple of original setups here. And this is where my negatives start, actually. They still telegraphed quite a few of them. So I kind of had a chance to brace myself because I knew it was coming. And that kind of killed a little bit of the effect for me. So I wasn't as, the jump or whatever didn't really hit me like it should have because I was bracing myself for it. And another thing I wish they would have done was let us see a little bit more. I don't mean like the length of the movie. I mean, what's in here? I mean, we get a few glimpses of the ghost or the demon or whatever it is, but they could have given us a few more scenes when things started to really pop off, where maybe we could have seen the entity in various forms in their location, so we can see that it's really the same entity that they're dealing with, maybe, you know, giving us different angles of it. But as you can tell, that's really a nitpick on my part. Doesn't really affect anything. So let me just bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Most definitely. I would put this one right at a 92% on the Rotten scale. And I did take a peek at the audience reviews now that I've, you know, watched it and got my own score. I was like, how in the world does this have a 75%? And from what I saw, most of the reviews I skimmed through, they focused on the fact that this, you know, was indeed, it was a blend of a few different movies. And two of the ones that I mentioned, Blair Witch and Paranormal Activity. And they focused on that and that it wasn't anything new. And here's something else that I can't stress enough. Just because you know where the story is going to end up, like in a romantic comedy, you know how that's going to play out. You know the meeting, setup, the romance, some kind of tragic thing happens or some kind of drama, certain thing happened, and they break up. Then, you know, the boy or the girl, doesn't matter which, are going to have some kind of revelation or something or whatever, and they're going to do some grand thing, and they're going to get back together, and they're going to live happily ever after. We already know that's the setup. So it's not about, we know where it's going to end up. We already know that. It's not about that. We still don't know how they're going to get there. So it's all about the execution. And this was executed almost perfectly. Like I said, I only had the one complaint about some of the scares being telegraphed and wishing there was a little bit more to see on screen with the whole demon entities thing. But of course, there's a lack of originality here. And even with all of that, it was still in the low 90s for me. I just don't understand what the audience sometimes is expecting. They were way too hard on this one. Even though it has a 75%, they were still way too hard on this one. And, yeah. Anyway, this is easily a must-watch. These Shudder originals so far, I've seen two. These are off the chain. I mean, the last episode I did, the Mortuary Collection, and I highly recommended that one as well. So, two Shudder original movies. Very impressed with them. So, yeah, I'm going to keep that party going. So, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This is a Podbean production. Definitely check me out there. Mostly low budget movie reviews with Clarence. Yeah, also, again, I haven't mentioned this. I mentioned it last episode, but I need to start doing it here. I'm also on Spotify, on Google Music. So I'm on some of the other streaming platforms as well. If you don't want to go to Podbean, definitely go there and check me out. Also, you can obviously save my page and podcast and all that stuff on those platforms too. And yeah, again, like I said, I'm going to crank out as many of these as I can leading up to, you know, Halloween. I'm going to do at least two more, I think, I have time to do, maybe. Because I have another another Shudder original I want to check out that looks, you know, like that one has an original setup as well. And, yeah, so am I going to go 3 for 3 with the Shudder Originals? We're going to find out. We are going to find out. But anyway, I am now rambling on and on. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for the support. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.